I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The bison industry is still a niche but growing industry, and 2020 will likely see the market grow even more. The executive director of the National Bison Association, Dave Carter, was a member of an international trade delegation to Mexico.
The feedback that we've got is that there are so many distributors and marketers in Mexico and elsewhere that would love to bring bison into their country. And so to be able to establish those relationships, really, really important.
Carter says he thinks bison is in a really good spot right now as consumers are looking more closely at meats and their environmental impact. He said Mother Nature perfected the bison over thousands of years and calls bison nature's original plant-based protein. Carter says bison will always be a niche market as beef does the best job of being beef. He says bison producers just want to connect with those consumers who want to eat red meat but appreciate certain attributes that bison provides. Bison meat has less fat and cholesterol and more iron and vitamin B12 than beef and chicken and more protein than beef, according to the National Bison Association. The bison industry processes about 62,000 animals a year, compared to about 125,000 animals every day for the beef industry. Bison does about $350 million in retail food sales annually. The National Bison Association is headquartered in Westminster, Colorado. Bison is the largest mammal in North America, and bison is the country's national mammal. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.